Chapter 19, Swallowing the Forest Fire. Today the concluding verses of this chapter, text 15 and text 16. Test 15 and no purport, both the 15. Okay, verse 16, text 16 is purport. So we'll read 15? Yes. Eh? 15. Okay. Then next verse, part of the next verse.
Okay. It is changing the book. What is changing?
Changing? Okay, 15. Gaha sammi vartya sayamhi. Sah Ramo Janardhan Venuviranayan Yustham Agad Gopai Abhistutah I think next verse will be translation. It was now late in the afternoon, and Lord Krishna, accompanied by Balaram, turned the cow's back towards home. Playing his flute in a special way, Krishna returned to the Kawar village in the company of his Kawar friends, who chanted his glories. Text 16. 16 is there now? Okay. Gopinam paramananda asit govinda darsane khyanam jugasatam iva yasam yena Vinabhavat Varnam Gopinam of the young Kavar girls Paramananda the greatest happiness Asit arose Govinda darsane in seeing Govinda Khyanam a moment, Juga Satam, a 100 millenniums, Eva, just as, Yasam. For whom? Yena. Whom? Krishna. Bina. Without. Abhavat. Became. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The young gopis took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda come home, since for them even a moment without his association seemed like a 100 ages. Please repeat. The young gopis took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda come home, since for them even a moment without his association seemed like 100 ages. Perfect. After saving the coward boys from the blazing forest fire, Krishna saved the coward girls from the blazing fires of separation from him. The gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, have the greatest love for Krishna, and even a single moment's separation from him seems like millions of years to them. The gopis are the greatest devotees of Lord, and their specific pastimes with Krishna will be described later in this work. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 19th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Swallowing the Forest Fire. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Vyananjana Sayakaya Chakhyurumilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mahavishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Tadati Sarvapadamikam Vande Aham Sri Guruh Srila Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsya Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prachariṇe Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Harite Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Good
సన్నివర్త్య సయాన్ని సహ రామ జనార్దన వేణు విరనయన్ గృహస్థం ఆగా గోపై అభిస్తుత. ఇట్ వాజ్ నౌ లేట్ ఇన్ ది ఆఫ్టర్నూన్ అండ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ అకంపనీడ్ బై బలరామ్ టర్న్ ది కౌస్ బ్యాక్ టు అవర్ హోమ్. ప్లేయింగ్ హిస్ ఫ్లూట్ ఇన్ ఏ స్పెషల్ వే, Krishna returned to the Kavad village in the company of his Kavad friends who chanted his glories. Gopinam paramananda asit govinda darshane khanam yuga satam eva yasam yena vina bhava. The young gopis took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda come home, since for them even a moment without his association seemed like a 100 ages. So Krishna was in Bhandirvan. This pastimes in this chapter described is swallowing the forest fire. This happened in Bhandirvan. Twice this pastimes happened. One time and Krishna swallowed fire after the killing of Kaliyadaman. After that, when Vrajavasis were all Vrajavasis, including Mother Jasoda, Nanda, and all types of devotees, those who are in parental love, those who have friendship, those who are like Sakyas, and also this conjugal lover like Radharani and Gopis, all were there. Therefore, first fire, also Krishna swallowed the fire, and now again here in this forest power happened after when this Pralambasura was killed in Mandirvan. Then there are the coward boys, including Krishna and Balaram, they were underneath the Pandiribhat, they are playing. And so these cows, they went far away, gradually went far away from them. And gradually they entered in the Munja forest, a forest having big grasses, grass in a big size. And suddenly there is fires came all sides, this whole forest was fire. So the cows, they have no others, they are simply remembering Krishna and Balaram, they are crying like anything. And in the meantime, the coward boys, they are also not finding their cows nearby, they searching from them. And when they are about to find these cows, then they saw that though the cows and all the coward boys and fire suddenly surrounded them from all sides. So in that this situation also all the coward boys, they pray to Krishna. As in these verses, they also pray to Krishna. So Krishna just asked them to close their eyes. So all the coward boys, they closed their eyes. Then immediately Krishna swallowed all the fires. Because if these coward boys will not close their eyes and they see the Krishna, how Krishna is swallowing all the power, then they will go to the village and they explain everything to Mother Jasoda, how this Krishna is eating flower, only eating fire. So anyhow, this was Bhandirvan, this past time, and they went from cows from where? From Nandagram. That time Krishna Balaram were in Nandagram with Mother Jasoda and Nanda Baba, and they are staying there in Nandagram. And Nandagram, Bhandirvan is far away. But still, that time because Krishna was present and to facilitate the Krishna's pastimes. Mother earth sometimes squeezed, becomes small, and again it become broader. So anyhow, so here is description in 15th verse about after they herding the cows. Now Krishna, when the forest fire was has gone and all the covered ways, they become very happy. That they, when the covered ways saw that they had been saved from the forest fire by the Lord's mystic power, which is manifested by his internal potency, they began to think that Krishna must be a demigod. Because it was out of their law, and they are also thinking, we are also, if Krishna is demigod, we are also demigod. Because Krishna was very intimate friend. So the coward boys also thinking, not only Krishna, they are thinking them for themselves also. If Krishna is a demigod, then we may be also demigod. Like this, because sometimes Krishna was defeated by Sridham, the elder brother of Radharani. So they are fighting. So in this way, now Krishna, surrounded by all his coward boyfriends, cows, now returning to the village, returning to Nandagram. So now they are returning, but in this we see in chapter the gopis glorifying Krishna's prudent Venugi, that chapter also, and text 5, 5th verse, their explanation of Krishna when Krishna entering the Vrindavan forest. How how it looks like, how it is, how Brajavasis we are seeing, specifically the gopis, what they are thinking about Krishna. Here is in part, there is Sukadeva Goswami very beautifully explained. Varahapidam natavaravapu karnayo karnikaram vibhradvasa kanadakapisam vaijayanti chamala randhram venuadhara sudaya purayam gopavrindai vrindaranyam swapadaramanam pravisad gita kirti. So wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, varahapidam, just wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, natavara vapu, he is looking like a freshly dressed, a dancer just going to dance on the stage. Krishna was dressed himself as like a dancer. And karnaya karnikaram, the blue karnikara flowers on his ears, the kaner phool, that's in Hindi we talk kaner phool, but this karnaya karnikaram, Sridhar Swami wrote that this color of the flower is blue, that's why in translation they wrote blue karnikara flowers on his ears. And Krishna vibhradvasa kanaka kapisam, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and Vaijayanti Chamala, the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan. When Krishna entered the forest, he looked like this, Vrindavan, beautifying it with the mark of his footprint, because Swapada Ramanam, he has no shoes in his feet. He is walking barefoot, and with a march of footprints, he filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the coward boys sung his glories. This is how gopis they sing when Krishna entering Vrindavan forest, when they are leaving Nandagram, from Terkadam, they leaving further, they come to Vrindavan. How these gopis are observing, that how Krishna looks like. Now also Krishna, after finishing his cover, this herding pastimes, now is in evening, he is returning. Krishna is returning to He is a village. And the scenery is almost same but something little different. Because Krishna is now whole face is with dust. With the dust that from cow footprints. This Krishna is a now is same all the cowherd boys are surrounding Krishna. But this verse is telling that Gaha Sannivritya Sayanne. And it is evening and after Krishna collecting all the cows and cowherd boys, they are surrounding and Krishna was also accompanying Saharama. Saharama Janardana. Janardana Krishna is also with Balaram. Venu Viranayam Gostham. Krishna playing his flute in a special way. Krishna is playing also flutes, the same as but Agad Gopair Abhisutam. Then Krishna returned to the Kavar village in the company of his Kavar friends who chanted his glories. When they are going, entering the forest, Kavar boys also glorifying Krishna and also returning, they also glorifying Krishna. They are chanting always. Krishna never remain alone. Krishna with always something, either with Balaram or with Radharani or with his cowherd boyfriends or even a peacock with an animal, anything. Krishna never remain alone. He always with some accompany with other friends or other other associates. So in this way, the cowherd boys was returning, and Krishna is returning along with Balaram, accompanying all the cowherd boys to his village Nandamana. And then next verse is describing, so when Krishna was returning to village, when it is evening, then what is the situation of the gopis? The cowherd boys are there in Sakharas now, the gopis, they are whole day, they are remembering Krishna, they are waiting for Krishna. That is their feelings. They are described in a 31st chapter in this 10th canto that Krishna gopis are describing what happened to them. They themselves described that when Krishna went to forest, how they are feeling. They are simply meditating Krishna the whole day. They may be engaged outwardly some other activities, but inside, within, antare nishtha bahe loko vyavahar. Maybe outwardly they working, doing their family activities, they're making garlands sometimes with for Krishna, so many things. But they internally they're simply thinking about Krishna. That is described here and Gopi Gita in 31st chapter, that what gopis are thinking. That in your smiles, your sweet loving glances, the intimate pastimes and confidential talks we enjoyed with you, all these are auspicious to meditate upon and they touch our heart. But at the same time, O deceiver, they very much agitate our mind. Like this many. So, dear master, dear lover, when leave the cowherd village to herd the cows, our mind are disturbed with the thought of your feet, more beautiful than lotus, will be pricked by the spikes, husks of grain, and the rough grass and plants. In this way, the next verse, this is exactly like the same today's verse. Dina parikshaye nila kuntalai vanaruhananam vibhradavritam ghanarajaswalam darsayan muhur manasinasmaram virayachasi. At the end of the day, you repeatedly show us your lotus face, covered with dusk, blue locks of hair and thickly powdered with dust. Thus, O hero, you arouse lusty desires in our minds. This here is something in this verse is describing the gopis are becoming very happy seeing Krishna. Gopinam Paramananda Asit Govinda Darsani Khyanam Yuga Satam Iva Yasam Yena Bina Abhavat. So the young gopis took the greatest pleasure by seeing Krishna is returning after the whole day playing with the coward boys and herding after with cows and after herding cows and playing with coward boys and returning in evening. Then the young gopis they took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda coming back to their home. So since for them they are expressing their feeling that even a moment without his association seems like a 100 ages. Yuga itam nimesana, like the Sikhyastakam, you see. Yuga itam nimesana chakhyusa prayusa itam sunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virahanami. So this is the situation of the gopis. They are seeing the entire world vacant. They could not tolerate even a moment separation from Krishna. They are thinking, constantly meditating on Krishna. So, this is, this even in Gopi Gita we see, there is also even there, even a find faults with Brahma, the creator. In one of the verses they tell you, when you are Krishna, you are returning to the Braj, to our village. And you are such beautiful face. We want to see you, see your face with curly hairs, and we try to see you constantly. But this Brahma, the creator, he created in such a way that in our eyes, in top of the eyes, he is making eyebrows. This is different. This eyebrow and here is also some small hairs in eyes. So if we constantly try to see, they automatically bricking they are coming down. So this is making a disturbance in seeing. Then they finding fault with Brahma. Brahma, they did not know how to create. How he create like this? As he gave him only two eyes. Only two eyes to see you. We may have Rupa Goswami also. We may have millions of eyes, millions of ears to hearing the glories of Krishna. So Gopi is thinking we can have millions of eyes to see Krishna, but only two eyes, and there is also small hairs in top of these eyes. Just they are disturbing us to see you constantly. So this is the Gopis as. The Prabhupada mentioned, sorry, this purport here. The Prabhupada disciples, they are writing even that gopis are the topmost devotees. Gopis headed by Srimati Radharani have the greatest love for Krishna, and even a single moment's separation from him seems like millions of years to them. They're feeling so much separation, and they are seeing Krishna returning to village, to Nandagram there. They are so happy, and it is so in this way. Here is description of first what is the situation they are returning to, how coward boys, those who are in Sakyaras friendship, they are also enjoying Krishna. Then daytime Krishna was enjoying with his coward boy friends, those who are in Sakyaras and with cows, and in every after evening, in night. Now because Krishna is becoming a little older, he is not, so that's why then he plays, he fulfills the desires of the gopis. This Terkadam in Nandagaon we see. The Terkadam in daytime, Krishna come there and in the morning he also play flute on the terkadam. But this flute playing is different. When he play flutes for the gopis, with this flute is working, doing all works, whatever Krishna wants he can do with his flute. Here by same, playing same flute, he culling the cows. Because Krishna has also, Dinamani Prabhu explained very nicely, Krishna has also japmala in his hand. But in that japmala, Krishna was chanting names of cows. He divided all his cows in 108. The first four groups, the four types of different color, like head, red, white, blackish, and or blue, or like this. Then they make them into four group. Then make them 25 each. Then 100. Then 8 special cows, like those faces like mudanga, and those are chandin, there's some spot in their head, like this, someone's hormones like different, like this, there are 8 different. In this way there is 108 group. And these 108 groups, so Krishna has also japmala having 108 group, mala. But he's chanting names of cows. We are chanting Krishna's name, but Krishna is chanting the name of cows, different cows, it's called Chandini, then all cows, that group there are. And Shyamali, like this, it chant different cows' name. Then all the cows come together. They make all cows together. Dhawali, like this. So all cows, making all cows in Terkadam together. Then Krishna start his journey from there. All the cows with his all the cow boyfriends, they also come. And then Krishna start his start from there, from Terkadam they go, whatever they plan to go to their destination. And then they just like they just trying to come, Bhandirpur. So in this way Krishna, daytime he enjoys his pastimes with his cows and cowherd boys. But in night, same, Krishna come to the Kadamba tree, then he plays his flute, calling his the name of gopis. In this way, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Krishna has nothing to do with anything. He is he gave everything to everyone, distributed all his departments. Though he is the top, he is the supreme personality Godhead, but he has no headache. He gave everything to others. His to creation to Brahma, to maintenance to Vishnu. Tava Ichcha Mate Brahma Karena Sijana, Tava Ichcha Mate Vishnu Karena Palana, Tava Ichcha Mate Shiva Karena Sandhana. Destruction everything for Shiva. And water department to whom? Indra, the fire department, the fire god, there is the air god, there are different demigods and department heads. Then Krishna has nothing to do here simply. He did not give one department to anyone. Which department? He distributed all departments to different personalities, but one department he kept with him. He kept the Gosala department. This department with Krishna. Krishna personally herding cows and taking care of the cows. Though in material world is just opposite. If you'll see anyone thinking, oh, you're going herding cows, someone get the seva in Gosala, then you'll think, oh, this is very too much. We're collecting the cow dungs and cleaning the gosala, all these things, this is very not good. But Krishna is, from his childhood, when he was babies, he was just, Krishna and Balaram, they are playing with in the crops. He was smearing their bodies with the cow dung and cow urine, and he was playing everywhere. So that is Krishna. The whole, the keeping their department Krishna keeps with them. Did not give to anyone. So those are very fortunate those, because simply associating with the cow, one can come into the mood of goodness. Cow is always in mood of goodness. Cow is always in mood of goodness. That's why his urine, even stool, everything is pure, everything is pure. Is always in mood of goodness. Simply by associating cows and serving cows, one can become very dear to Krishna. One can automatically come to the mood of goodness and can perform devotional service. And they can go to even to the above moods. Gunatrita. So that's why cows, even in the altar, Krishna Balaram standing and there is cows sitting both sides. Cows is sitting. So in daytime Krishna was with his cows and on the cowherd boys, and in night he with gopis. He has nothing to do with all this, any headache. He gave all the service to others. And he is always, that's why he is the supreme enjoyer. Supreme personality of Godhead is the topmost personality of Godhead, but he is the topmost enjoyer also. He is Ishwara. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. That's why Prabhupada gave us this process of worshipping Krishna. If there is one name of God, then that name is Krishna. Prabhupada told him, perfect question, perfect answer. He told that if there is one name of God, then that is Krishna, the Lord of name. Krishna. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and our movement is also International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Someone may be planned, give proposal to make it God Consciousness, but Prabhupada told no. Krishna Consciousness, why this is, we have to know the people that who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, in this chapter, is concluded with these pastimes, that how Krishna is returning from forest, from Bhandirvan to Nandagaon, and how when he is returning to home, how you are surrounded by the cowherd boys and cows, and when you come nearby the village, the gopis, they are just waiting to welcome Krishna. They are becoming very happy. Who? Gopis become very happy. As I described, that Gopinam Paramananda. Gopinam Paramananda. So Krishna is the greatest happiness. By seeing Krishna, gopis are just getting supreme happiness, the greatest happiness. Govinda Darsani. By seeing Govinda, Krishna, they become very happy. And when Krishna in forest, the khenam yuga satam eva, the feeling separation from Krishna, since for them even a moment without his association seemed like 100 ages. So this is the perfection of life. So Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes. Speak like this.
Maharaj, thank you very much. It's a beautiful explanation of how gopis were always Krishna conscious. And like the way it said in the translation and purpose of this verse, that a moment of separation could have seemed like 100 yugas per day. And basically, the success of being Krishna consciousness, of Krishna consciousness, is actually always remembering Krishna, never forgetting Krishna. But then this particular application in the material world is very, very difficult, wherein we can always be immersed in thoughts of Krishna, can think of Him, even when we are not chanting Hare Krishna. And the difficulty is, while chanting, our mind takes us away from Krishna. how do we synchronize everything in a way that while chanting and even while not chanting, we can think of Krishna?
Mm-hmm. So you must know what is the position of the gopis. Eh? Gopis are not in our platform. Eh? They are not in our platform. Gopis are the topmost devotee of Krishna. They already achieved perfection. Nothing, they are not sadhaka. We are sadhakas. So that's why we have we cannot immediately come to that stage. That the gopis, they are 24 hours meditating Krishna. Whether they are in association with Krishna or any place they are staying. They even in separation, when even Krishna in Mathura or Dwarka, they are still remembering day and night Krishna. When Krishna was in Braja, they are making garlands from Krishna, and when Krishna was not there, they are also making garlands. And when Krishna not come, they cry. So their platform is different. We cannot attain that platform immediately. We are sadhakas, so we have to do sadhana bhakti following the instruction of spiritual master, shastra and sadhu. And gradually, this is the platform of Uttam Vaishnava. Sthapara jangama dekhe, na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra haye tar ishtadeva smurti. Wherever they see Krishna. They don't see anything. When they see tamal tree, Radharani sees Krishna, embrace the tamal tree. So we are not in that platform, but gradually, we cannot jump. So gradually we know ourselves, what is the greatest enemy. Krishna told, Yahi Satra Mahabaho, Kama Rupa Sudaskaram. Third chapter, end of the concluding chart chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told, Arjuna, recognize your enemy. This is your enemy. Who? Kama. So we can know fast. First, sadhaka should know how much lusty desires are with me. So, gopis and Krishna, they are not lust, looks like lust, they are lusty desires, but they are not like that. It's just the opposite. So, you can see when you give up these lusty desires, all these things. Kama lupa adi dure diyagivu hrudaya spurime tumi. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling. When that day comes, O Gopinath, I can just kick out this kama, then there will be no lust. Kama rupa ari, this is the greatest enemy. When you give up this, then Krishna, we can see Krishna in your heart. Kama rupa ari dure diyagivu hrudaya spurime tumi. Then we can be Krishna in heart. We can get Krishna. First we have to become anartha nibruti. When we are still in anartha, then how can we think about his belly? That's why Prabhupada gave us the sadhana bhakti. So it's not possible immediately, but gradually, especially when we give up lust, then Krishna is always eager to help us, but we must be qualified to take his help. Sorry. Okay. Any question? Yes. My company.
And you can see and we can understand more about those chakras and Mara, Krishna and Yukam. Is it a material person that you have a
what is the name of the
question?
Yes. Krishna was chanting the names of cows. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting the name of gopis. So this is different. So to their supreme personal culture, when Krishna was chanting the name of cows, they're getting so much pleasure. And the cows also running when Krishna is calling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is alone also chanting Gopi's name. But general people, they cannot understand this. what is happening. We cannot imitate this. We have to follow what the Supreme Personality of Godhead instructed for us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to simply chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant and be happy. So we cannot imitate Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we can follow His instructions. Okay. Your question? Okay. Grantharasana Bhagavatam ki jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Hare Krishna.